Today we're going to give a few reports, but I want to talk to you a little bit about leadership and about what kind of leadership do I want to follow and who do I want teaching me leadership. Stay tuned. This is Monday, March the 4th. No, it's not like the 1st, and I'm saying it's March the 4th. I'm recording this today, right now. And so we're glad that you're with us here on this Monday. This is going to be a great time. I enjoy getting together with you, and hopefully there are some things that can be helpful that are discussed here from time to time. The other hosts on All Things Apostolic are doing an incredible job. You do not want to miss Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, in which you will hear Jennifer Barrett, who is a theologian in her own right, and Casey Sees, likewise, also pastor of a church in Turlock, California, and Jeremy Wilbanks, who's pastor of a church in Coleman, Alabama, and also a tremendous scholar. So this is a good time. And I'm glad you're with us on Monday. This March 4th is a particularly important Monday. Why? Because it is the Monday before No Limits starts on March 6th, which is Wednesday. Wednesday night at 7:30 is the first night of No Limits. Brother Jonathan Sanders, Pastor Jonathan Sanders, will be preaching. If you haven't heard Pastor Jonathan Sanders, this is your opportunity. He's got a great touch of God on his life and anointing, and is doing tremendously effective leadership. He represents what he talks about. You know, today there's a lot of people, at least a good number of people, that have degrees in leadership but have never led very much. Or if they have led, how do I say this? The fruit of their leadership is not reflective of something that is extraordinary enough for them to be posturing as a teacher of leadership, especially in things spiritual, spiritually dynamic, and all that goes along with that. So everybody on this All Things Apostolic, everybody that hosts and most all of our guests are in their own right outstanding leaders with proven leadership. They've got corn in the crib, is the old colloquialism that oftentimes we use. So you don't want to miss any of them. However, this is the week of No Limits, so we also will probably be talking to people. You can tune in live to No Limits and go to therockchurch.org, I think, and it will give you how to get on the live there. It's very simple. I don't think you're going to want to miss it. Then on Thursday morning, I have what I feel like is a very important message to do our best to convey some of the things that have to do with leadership. In fact, a lot of things that have to do with leadership. And what I will be wrestling with is the question, a couple of questions. One of the questions I'll be wrestling with is if you and I are anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost, the same as the apostles were. Now, some people would say that's not true, but biblically it's very clear that the promises Jesus made to the apostles as far as their power to accomplish and to spread the gospel and to have dominion over hostile forces and to pull down spiritual strongholds and to have revival, that wasn't limited. The apostolic age is not the end of the church age. The church age is comprised of everything in the New Testament that was given to the church, we believe without exception, is for us today. And the new church is the model. If the new church is not the model of what a church ought to be, then where do you get a model? And so we would pose that the New Testament church is the model for every church thereafter to follow. And I think everybody agrees with this. Now, they might not if they're thinking of it on the moment, but if they think historically, at least every Protestant church is a church that has tried to get back to the original. That's why they adjusted from whatever they came out of, whether it's a world or denominal or Catholicism or whatever. That's why they made those adjustments, was they saw those adjustments by studying their Bible and in taking themselves back to the position of the New Testament. So each one of them incrementally went further in doing that. And I would pose that the final step of that is apostolic Pentecostalism, which takes you back to the very foundational birthday of the church, literally, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. So, at any rate, these are the things that we will be wrestling with Thursday morning, and we will be trying to give some direction on, is how does a church, or why does not a church, have the power to change cities? And why doesn't have the power to affect the entire region, wherever that church is? We believe very strongly that a local church should be doing all of those things. So if they're not, why are they not? Is it the gospel's changed? Is the seed not as good? Is the seed sower, Jesus Christ, not as good? Is God not doing the same things as he did in the early part of the church age, in the later part of the church age? Or is it us? Is it on this end? Is there something about our leadership development and our understanding of these things and our eyes being open and enlightened to these scriptural realities? And I would say that there's certainly some of that also. So we invite you. The other question is, why did the apostles have such a powerful ministry? And yet we look around us, and in many cases, we do not see that powerful ministry. And so anyway, this is going to be a great time. That's Thursday morning, 11 o'clock. And then Pastor Young will be preaching on Thursday night. Service starts at 7:30. You don't want to miss any part of these services. They're all just, it's just rich and it's good. And it's going to be good. Then on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks will be preaching. You certainly don't want to miss that. He's always good. And then Friday night, Pastor Nichols will be preaching. And it's going to be outstanding. And I'm looking for God to move in a great way. I'm looking for a move of the Holy Ghost that night. The supernatural things to happen. And lives get changed every year. People go back. I mean, their whole destiny, their whole concepts are changed by coming to No Limits, the conference. And not only No Limits, there's other conferences, but where the Spirit of God finds a heart that it suddenly becomes aware of their divine destiny. And a person is never the same when that happens. So yeah, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You want to be here. Come now. Amen. Either you've got time, get your ticket, fly in, drive in, whatever, and be with us. We'll treat you right. Amen. In Jesus' name. So when I talk about local churches like this, we're not just talking. We're not just throwing stuff out there. We're not trying to find ways to increase the audience in all things apostolic or anything like that. Let me just give you an example. Yesterday, Pastor gave a report of, last night rather, Pastor gave a report of all of the churches that are still under the aegis of the Rock Church. Directly, there are many churches that have spawned out of the Rock Church, but these are ones that are still under it, growing, new works that are growing, and that are primarily in cities surrounding Sacramento and Elk Grove. And some of these are brand new. None of these have been going very long, but they're doing tremendous. And even in the local church yesterday, in getting ready for No Limits and all that was going on, there was three or four received the Holy Ghost yesterday morning, and we had one or two baptized. And then the church in Winters, pastored by Pastor Caesar Lua and Sister Lua, they had 50 in attendance, which I think is a new record. They went out there and they have just cut this church out. I think originally this is the church that Boston Young started. And then in COVID, things adjusted around. And after COVID, Brother Lua took it and has built this until it is becoming a significant local church in that town. And we're just, I can't tell you how excited I am about it. And then the Rock Church Foothills, which Boston now pastors, had 6 brand new visitors yesterday. The church has only been going like, 8, 10, 12 months, not even 12, maybe 8 months. And 6 new visitors yesterday. They have 3 people that are committed to getting baptized next Sunday, new people. And they had 1 new person receive the Holy Ghost. This is a brand new work. This is just, it's just raw. They have a church agreed to let them use their church on Sunday afternoon. And it's all set up. They walk in. The people do not mind if they use the sound system and so forth. And so it's growing. Same thing, brand new, maybe 60 days old, is the Rock Church in Turlock, pastored by Brother Sees, Pastor Sees, Dr. Sees. And it's doing good. They had 7 brand new visitors yesterday. They had another one receive the Holy Ghost. They've had somebody get the Holy Ghost almost every week. Now, these are new church plants. These are not an old situation. And they're also blessed to be using the building of another wonderful Spanish apostolic church who's allowed them to use the building. Of course, we pay the fair share for to use of the building. One of the brethren in the church, in the home church, said, I'll pay the rent on that church for the first year. So God's blessing, and with these kind of visitors coming to these churches, there is no telling how fast they're going to grow. And it's very exciting to see this, with people already getting the Holy Ghost. Then there's a Rock Church North, which is a little older. It already it runs a good amount. It's a real solid church. They baptized 5 yesterday, and at least 1 got the Holy Ghost. There may have been more. This is a typical Sunday. Then what else? La Roca. La Roca is our Spanish church that is right here local in Elk Grove. And they had a couple get the Holy Ghost Thursday night. They had another one get the Holy Ghost yesterday. They have had people baptized, and we're just excited to see what is going on. So how are these churches growing like this? What is it that this is happening? I mean, this may not be the New Testament, but it's getting there in terms of being able to go in and a church be raised up. Are these pastors something that nobody else is? Are these cities more ripe than other cities are? I don't think so. I think there is something they know. And when I say no, it's not just a cognition. It's not just they studied things and got it in their mind, but it's also dynamics. There's an understanding. There's a knowing of the dynamics that is picked up. It's picked up both by study and prayer, and it's also picked up by experiencing and being a part of, and osmosis takes place, and people begin to get a hold of these realities and how to do this. That goes for all of us, you, me, and all of us. These things can be transferred to us. These things can be learned. But a person has to get in a place where they can know them and learn them, and which is what I should say right now is this is what Wilson University is all about. And all of these people, I don't think there's any of them that are not graduates of Wilson University, either in a CERT program or two or three, or a AA or a BA or an MA. And so, and others, Brother Victor Solano and his wife are in Costa Rica. They baptized 8 last week. In Roatan, Brother Chad Scott has, in the last month, I think, close to 6 got the Holy Ghost, and 15 have been baptized, and on it goes. These are good things that are happening. But what develops is these people walk in a certain cocoon. They walk in a certain aura. They walk in, we would call it walking in the spirit, but they walk in a bubble of revelation. And they don't try to minister outside of that bubble. You've got to kind of follow the bubble. And you have to stay in this environment. There's an environment that is conducive to revival. There's an environment that gives us these understandings. And so I think since the first year, I think 91 have received the Holy Ghost. And as of this morning, 99 have been baptized. That'll break over this week. Very good. Good possibility both of those will break over 100 this week. And we expect it to get greater and more. And you need to be a part of that. There's no reason why somebody as good as you are, I mean that somebody that's got as much potential as you have needs to set somewhere and not get this and not see the power of God move in your city like God wants it to, and of course like you want it to. So anyway, we're glad you're with us today. We want you to stay with us, and if you want to contact Wilson University, do so at wilsonu.org, and somebody will help you. But these are the days that God's doing these things. Don't let somebody talk you out of it. Don't let somebody just tell you, I'm talking about this, these reports I've given. These are the goods. If somebody's going to talk to you about apostolic leadership, then you want to know what has there been any qualifications to being able to discuss that on the level, a world-class level that impacts and is a causal force in your city and in your state and in the nation and through missions around the world.